Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We are back. It is the third episode of the week. It is Wednesday, and you know what our tradition is.
We read Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22, 23, and 24.
Very good. Let's go. Praise the Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him.
Amen.
We have hope in God. His mercy is brand new for us, and it's brand new for you. Thank you, Jesus. Deacon Donnie, are you ready for
Amen.
The message?
I am ready.
Let's go.
I have a question to ask you before we start. What is mercy?
That's a great question. I know the answer, but I don't want to blow it.
Abre.
But I'm,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
So this is the whole thing. It's called Fresh Mercy. We read the scripture, mercy, and then what is mercy?
That's great.
So let's just go for, this is a very basic definition of the word mercy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm.
Very good. That's a great definition, Donnie.
So, Paul Divano, Vinny has power over me.
Why?
And
what did he do?
And Vinny has every right to harm me or not to forgive me, to lock me up, to do whatever. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to leave him alone. That was Vinny showing mercy.
I will show you mercy today. I love you.
I'll never lock you up. Yeah, whatever.
I love you.
This is another definition. This is another. I asked for a biblical definition, Paul Divano.
Okay.
So I went to Webster's. It was very highbrow.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Yeah. So I just went to Google and I put biblical definition. I'm giving very basic information. Yeah. What is the biblical definition of mercy? Mercy appears in the Bible as it relates to forgiveness or withholding punishment. For an example, God the Father showed mercy on us when he sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross to pay for the price of your sins.
Unbelievable.
So that's from Google.
That's great.
That is mercy in a nutshell. Hey. Mercy is God had every right to harm us, had every right to wipe us off of the face of the earth, but yet showed us mercy and didn't do that.
That's great.
We
deserved it, but he didn't do it.
See, there's mercy and the grace. And we always say mercy and grace is hand in hand. You want to know what A.W. Tozer said about mercy and grace?
I can't wait to hear it.
He said that if a theologian had to break it down, it is so fine and thin of a hair between mercy and grace is this simple. Grace is unmerited favor. Mercy is God not killing you, and grace is showing you kindness and love and bringing you salvation.
So they
go hand in hand together, mercy and grace. But I want to stay on mercy. And I want to go and I want to find a biblical example of mercy. So we go to Psalms 103, 8 and 13. Now, when everyone thinks of Psalms 103, the first thing they think of, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who saved me, who heals my disease, who keeps me from harm. And
very good.
And that's a psalm of King David. And that's the more famous portion of the scripture.
Yeah.
But I want to go to Psalms 8 through 13, and I really want to look at the mercifulness of God.
Awesome.
So here goes verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love.
Wow.
How beautiful is that? That the Lord is compassionate and merciful to show us not to get angry, but to show us his unfailing love.
Great.
He will not constantly accuse us or remind us, he will not constantly accuse us or remain angry forever.
Great.
Look what God says. You get him angry, you sinned, you messed up, you fail, you angered the Lord. It's okay. Acts of forgiveness. He's merciful enough to show you that.
He's a merciful God.
He's a merciful God.
Amen.
A lot of people, when we think we do wrong, we think we're at the end of the world, no way he can ever forgive me. Rest assured, the scriptures don't lie. The word of God doesn't lie.
That's great.
God is not a liar. Man is a liar. He will forgive you. He won't be mad forever.
If you
remain where you're at and never come back to God and always be angry and be bitter towards God, that's one thing. But if you go to him, Lord, forgive me. I'm trying to repent. Keep me moving forward. Lord, I failed, but I need your grace.
Very good.
Matol Odell, I forgive you.
Very good.
Not, he doesn't stay mad forever.
No, he don't. His favor lasts a lifetime. His anger is a
moment. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 10. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal with us harshly. He doesn't deal with us harshly as we deserve.
Wow. So we deserve to be
punished harshly. Be dealt with harshly.
Yeah.
We deserve for God's anger to be on us forever. We deserve all of this because we are sinful, ugly people. We have wronged God. We have broken his laws. And we are bad people. Bottom line, we're bad at heart. But we're bad because we're carnal.
We're no good.
But look what God says, that he doesn't deal with us the way we should.
Very good.
He doesn't deal with us with what we deserve, but rather he gives us mercy. Mercy, not destroying us, but giving us love instead.
Didimos.
For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the highest of the heavens above the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look how beautiful is that. But look how it says here. There was a little bit of a contingency. He says, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him. What does that mean? Oh, Lord, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
A monster. No. Fear him in honoring and reverence to God.
Having
reverence to God, yeah. Rather than, I'll do what I want. God will forgive me.
That's not reverence.
See, if you hear the scriptures and says, oh, see, so I can do what I want, and I don't have to ask for forgiveness, and I don't have to come to God. No, that's wrong, because now you don't have the attitude. You don't have the fear of the reverence towards God that we should. Because if those who reverence God when they do sin, they fall on their face and they ask God for forgiveness. But those who don't have reverence for God, those who don't love God, those who really, truly just want to use God for his grace and mercy rather than having him for him, this is not for them.
No, they don't have reverence to God because it says those who fear him. So it's only for those who fear him.
Verse 12, he has removed our sins as far from us as from the east is from the west.
Awesome.
Verse 13, the Lord is like a father to his children,
amen,
tender and compassionate to those who fear him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Again, the reverent fear. Because let me tell you something. You can't say you know God, have a relationship with God, and not have a reverent fear.
Very good.
If you know God, and you truly know God, and you know him through his scriptures, you'll have a reverent fear for him.
Very good.
You'll know, I shouldn't do that. Chilakil Adil.
Hey.
I'm going to get ahead of myself. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Look what it says here. This is the New American Standard. I can't believe how small I made these letters.
You went off.
It's impossible to see.
Yeah.
The Lord is not slow on his promises, as some count. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me get there again. I can barely see.
Okay.
You got glasses, Vinny?
Yeah.
Read that bottom line. It's over. Was I blew it? Yeah, read the bottom.
Fellas, you have no idea how small he made this.
Oh, it's impossible. I can't see.
2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slow about his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
Now, we're talking about mercy. Not one time was mercy mentioned in that verse.
Right.
But that mercy, like A.W. Tozer said, is dripping with mercy.
Very good.
Because God is not slow on his promises, but he's giving you time to reverence him and to repent.
Very good.
That's mercy.
He's giving you a good enough window to fear him and to get in relationship with him.
It's not God's will to send anyone to hell.
No,
it's not God's will to punish anybody.
No.
But it is God's will for everybody to come to repentance. It is God's will. Jesus said, for as my will that I will lose not one of them. It is God's will that he saves the lost. But he also gives the opportunity, and he also gives time.
Amen.
You see, maybe right now you're struggling with your sin or whatever you're at, wherever you're at in life. Maybe you're struggling, like Pastor Nicky said, are you struggling with God and love sin, or are you struggling with sin and you love God?
Yeah, what a statement that was at the retreat.
Pastor Nicky said that, and it changed everyone's mindset on how we see sin and how we should live for God.
Very good.
God has given us beautiful time to repent, come to him. And he's not slow, because as soon as you say, Lord, forgive me, you're forgiven.
Very good.
As soon as you say, Lord, I want to be a servant, you're a servant. Lord, I want to walk and be a son and daughter. I want to be adopted into sonship. Right then and there, God gives it to you.
Amen.
This is from A.W. Tozer, The Attributes of God, Volume 1. God's mercy always was and always will be. It did not begin because Jesus died. Jesus died because of it.
Woo! That was great.
See, mercy didn't start at the cross. Mercy always was. Jesus dying on the cross was mercy.
Amen. Amen. Fantastic.
So today, if you feel that you're not that connected with God, maybe you feel you fell out of favor with the Lord, maybe you feel that you've fallen from grace, you've fallen from mercy, God is patient. God is kind. God is loving. Call back to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. And all the promises and all the benefits, like it says in Psalms 103 from verse 1 through 5, all those benefits will right back be applied to you. Amen. So I pray in Jesus' name that this word blessed you. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for your benefits.
Thank you
for your love and your compassion. I thank you for your grace. And most of all, I thank you for your mercy.
Thank you,
Lord, that your mercy was, it's everlasting.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you for your mercy that it didn't have a beginning, that it didn't have an end, that it's eternal. That mercy will follow us all
Hallelujah,
the days of our
Jesus.
Life, and not only this life, in the life to come with you. I pray for my brothers and sisters that's out there. I pray that your mercy will fall
yes,
upon
Jesus.
Them, Lord.
Give
and
them
I pray
mercy.
That they will receive your word today, bless them, fulfill their needs, and give them mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and praise the Lord, Donnie. Unbelievable. You are not too far from God. His mercy is brand new for you every day.
Amen.
Don't think your sin is too big. You go to him with your sin. He will forgive you and
Amen.
He will help you repent.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Bless you. From your brothers in Christ, we love you.
God bless.